O child of noble family, at this time bridges, shrines, and monasteries, huts, stupas, and so on will shelter you for a moment, but you will not stay there for long. Since your mind is separated from your body, you cannot settle down. You feel angry and cold, and consciousness becomes airy, speeding, swaying, and impermanent. Then you will think, "Alas, I am dead. What shall I do now?" And thinking this, your heart will suddenly grow empty and cold, and you will feel intense and boundless pain. Since you must move on without settling in any one place, do not occupy yourself with all kinds of thoughts, but rest your mind in its basic state. The time comes when you have no food except that which has been dedicated for you to eat, and there is no certainty of friends. These are signs of the mental body wandering in the bardo of becoming. At this moment, pleasure and pain are determined by your karma. You will see your homeland, friends, and relatives, and your own corpse, and you will think, "Now I am dead, so what should I do?" The mental body will be in extreme pain, so you will think, "Now why not find a body?" And you will experience going everywhere to look for a body. Even if you enter your own corpse up to 9 times, winter will have frozen it, or summer made it rot, or else your relatives will have burned it or buried it in a grave or given it to the birds and wild animals. For a long time has passed in the bardo of Dharmata, so you will find nowhere to enter. You will be in great despair and have the feeling of being squeezed in between all the rocks and stones. Suffering like this is the bardo of becoming. Even if you look for a body, there is nothing but suffering. So cut off your yearning for a body and rest in the state of non-action, undistracted. By being shown in this way, liberation from the bardo is attained. But if, in spite of being shown like this, it is impossible to recognize because of the power of bad karma, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen. It is your own karma that you are suffering like this, so you cannot blame anyone else. It is your own karma, so now supplicate the 3 jewels fervently. They will protect you. If you do not supplicate like this and do not know the great symbol meditation, and you do not meditate on your yidam, then the good conscience within you will collect all your good actions and count out white pebbles, and the bad conscience within you will collect all your evil actions and count out black pebbles. At this time you will be very frightened and terrified, and you will tremble and lie, saying, "I have not sinned." Then the Lord of Death will say, "I will look in the mirror of karma." And when he looks in the mirror, all your sins and virtues will suddenly appear in it clearly and distinctly. So although you have lied, it is of no use. Then the Lord of Death will drag you by a rope tied round your neck and cut off your head, tear out your heart, pull out your entrails, lick your brains, drink your blood, eat your flesh, and gnaw your bones. But you cannot die, so even though your body is cut into pieces, you will recover. Being cut again and again causes extreme pain, so do not be afraid when the white pebbles are being counted. Do not lie, and do not fear the Lord of Death. Since you are a mental body, you cannot die even if you are killed and cut up. The Lords of Death are the natural form of emptiness, your own confused projections, and you are emptiness, a mental body of unconscious tendencies. Emptiness cannot harm emptiness. The uncharacterized cannot harm the uncharacterized. External lords of death, gods, evil spirits, the bull-headed demon, and so on, have no reality apart from your own confused projections, so recognize this. At this moment, recognize everything as the bardo. Meditate on the samadhi of the great symbol. If you do not know how to meditate, look closely at the nature of what makes you afraid, and you will see emptiness which has no nature whatever. This is called the Dharmakaya. But this emptiness is not negation. Its nature is frightening. Mind with great awareness and clarity. This is the mind of Sambhogakaya. The emptiness and the luminosity are not 2 separate things, but the nature of emptiness is luminosity, and the nature of luminosity is emptiness. Now the indivisible emptiness luminosity, the naked mind, is stripped bare and dwells in its uncreated state. This is the Svabhavikakaya. Its own natural energy arises everywhere without obstruction. This is the compassionate Nirmanakaya. O child of noble family, see in this way without distraction. As soon as you recognize, you will attain complete enlightenment in the four kayas. Do not be distracted. This is the dividing line where Buddhas and sentient beings are separated. It is said of this moment, in an instant, they are separated. In an instant, complete enlightenment. Until yesterday, you were distracted, so although so much of the bardo state has appeared, you have not recognized, and you have so much fear. If you are distracted now, the rope of compassion will be cut off, and you will go to a place where there is no liberation. So be careful. By being shown like this, even though he did not recognize before, he will recognize here and attain liberation. If he is a layman who does not know how to meditate like this, one should say these words. O child of noble family, if you do not know how to meditate like this, remember the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and the Lord of great compassion, and supplicate them. Meditate on all the terrifying projections as the Lord of great compassion, or as your Yidam. Remember your Guru and the secret transmission name you had in the human world, and tell it to the Dharma King, the Lord of Death. Even if you fall down the precipice, you will not be hurt, so give up fear and terror. By being shown in these words, even though he was not liberated before, he will be liberated here. But because of the possibility that he may not recognize, and so not be liberated, it is very important to make another effort. So one should call the dead person by name again and say these words. These present experiences will throw you into states of joy and sadness alternately at each moment, like a catapult. So now do not create any feeling of passion and aggression. If you are going to be born in a higher realm, at the time when experiences of the higher realms occur, your relatives in the place you have left are sacrificing many animals dedicated for the sake of the dead, so impure thoughts will arise in you and you will feel violent anger, which will cause you to be born as a hell being. So whatever is done in the place you have left, do not get angry but meditate on kindness. If you are attached to the possessions you have left behind, or if you feel attached to them through knowing that someone else is owning and enjoying your things, you will get angry with the people you have left behind, and that will certainly cause you to be born as a hell being or a hungry ghost, even if you are going to reach a higher state. In any case, even if you are attached to the things you have left behind, you cannot get them. It is no use to you, so give up attachment and yearning for your possessions. Abandon them. Make a firm decision. Whoever is enjoying your things, do not be possessive, but let them go. With one-pointed concentration, think that you are offering them to your guru and the three jewels, and remain in a state of desirelessness. When the Kankani ritual for the dead is recited for you, and the purification from the lower realms, and so on, are performed for your sake, with the subtle supernatural perception resulting from your karma, you will see them being done impurely, sleepily, inattentively, and so on, with careless behavior without observance of the Samaya vows, and you will be aware of lack of faith and feelings of disbelief, sinful actions through fear and impurities in the rituals, and so you will think, "Alas, they are deceiving me, surely they are deceiving me." Thinking this, you will have great sorrow and despair, and on top of not feeling pure devotion, you will disbelieve and lose faith, and that will certainly cause you to go to the lower realms. It is no use but very harmful, so however impurely the rituals are performed by the spiritual friends you have left behind, think with pure faith and devotion, "Well, my projections must be impure. How can there be impurity in Buddha's words? These are caused by my own impure projections, like seeing the faults of my own face reflected in a mirror. As for these people, their body is the Sangha, their speech is the holy Dharma, and their mind is the nature of the Buddha. Therefore, I take refuge in them." Then whatever is done in the place you have left will help you, so it is very important to have pure thoughts in this way. Do not forget. If you are going to be born in one of the three lower realms, at the time when experiences of them occur, your relatives in the place you have left are performing virtuous rituals free from sin, and gurus and teachers are practicing holy Dharma with absolute purity of body, speech, and mind. So you will feel great joy on seeing them, and that will immediately cause you to be born in a higher realm, even if you are going to fall down into the three lower realms, so it is very helpful. Therefore, it is very important not to have impure thoughts, but to feel pure devotion without prejudice, so be careful. O child of noble family, to sum up, now your mind in the bardo state has no support, so it is light and mobile. And whatever thought arises in it, good or bad, it is very powerful. So do not think of any evil actions, but remember the practice of virtue. If you have no practice, feel devotion and pure thoughts. Supplicate your Yidam and the Lord of Great Compassion, and say this inspiration prayer with intense concentration. When parted from beloved friends, wandering alone, my own projections' empty forms appear. May the Buddhas send out the power of their compassion, so that the bardo's terrors do not come. When I suffer through the power of evil karma, may my Yidam clear away all suffering. When the sound of the Dharmata roars like a thousand thunders, may it all become the sound of the six syllables. When I follow my karma without a refuge, may the Lord of Great Compassion be my refuge. When I suffer the karma of unconscious tendencies, may the samadhi of bliss and luminosity arise. Say this prayer fervently. It will certainly lead you on the path. Be absolutely convinced that this is not false. This is very important. When this is said, he will remember and recognize and so attain liberation. But even though one does this many times, recognition is difficult because of the influence of much evil karma, so it is very helpful to repeat it again many times. Calling the dead person again by name, one should say these words. O child of noble family, if you have not understood what has gone before, from now on the body you had in your past life will grow fainter, and your future body will become clearer. So you will feel sad and think, I am suffering like this, so now I shall look for whatever kind of body appears. And you will move about, backwards and forwards, towards anything that appears. The six lights of the six realms of existence will shine, and the one in which you are going to be born because of your karma will shine most brightly. O child of noble family, listen. If you ask what the six lights are, the soft white light of the gods will shine, and similarly, the red light of the jealous gods, the blue light of human beings, the green light of the animals, the yellow light of the hungry ghosts, and the smoke-colored light of the hell beings. These are the six lights. At that moment, your body will also take on the color of the place where you're going to be born. O child of noble family, at this time the essential point of the instruction is very important. Whatever light shines, meditate on that as the Lord of Great Compassion. Meditate on the thought that when the light appears, it is the Lord of Great Compassion. This is the most profound essential point. It is extremely important and prevents birth. Meditate for a long time on whichever deity is your Yidam, as a vision without any real nature of its own, like an illusion. This is called the pure illusory body. Then let the Yidam disappear from the edges inwards and rest for a while in the inconceivable state of emptiness luminosity, which consists in nothing whatever. Meditate again on the Yidam, then again on the luminosity. Meditate like this alternately, and after that let your mind too disappear from the edges inwards. Wherever there is space, there is mind, and wherever there is mind, there is the Dharmakaya. Rest in the state of simplicity and selflessness of the Dharmakaya.